You need to have done a deal with this guy. And so, some years ago, when I was working to raise money for a software company, I arranged to pitch Jonathan and his investment team. Given the reputation, I knew if I got them on board with my deal, it would be easy to raise money from other investors who were still undecided. They'd say, "Hey, if Jonathan signed off on this, then I'm in too." But Jonathan knew the power of his endorsement, and he wasn't going to give me an easy win. As my pitch got underway, he made things really difficult. Maybe it was for sport, maybe he was just having a bad day, but it was clear he wanted to take and keep control of the whole presentation. I didn't realize this at the start, however, so I began, as I always do, by framing. Frames create context and relevance. As we'll see, the person who owns the frame owns the conversation. I explained exactly what I would and would not be talking about, and Jonathan immediately started giving me a type of resistance called deframing, which is exactly what it sounds like. For example, when I said, "Hey, we expect revenues to be $10 million next year," he cut me off and he changed the frame with this: "Oren, who cares about your made-up revenue projections? Tell me what your expenses are going to be." A minute later, I was explaining again, "Hey, our secret sauce is such and such advanced technology." And then Jonathan would say,